No, no. Please don't stop in the tunnel. Please don't stop in the tunnel. Damn it. I hate when this happens. Thank God I'm not actually claustrophobic, but... yeah. I mean, I'm sure no one on this crowded train thinks being stopped underground is fun. Whatever. I'll just play a game or something. Distract myself from thinking about running out of oxygen and getting stuck in here forever. And no service. Right, because tunnel. Well, at least we're all stuck here together. I'm definitely going to be late, though. I hope Shelby doesn't mind sitting at the bar alone for a little while. There must be something going on at the next stop. Probably why the train next to us is stopped, too. I look out of the window next to me and watch the other exasperated riders on the train beside ours. Men in suits staring at their phones, an older woman sitting with her eyes shut, completely zen about the fact that we're not moving and haven't been for multiple minutes now. All the usual suspects. Oh, but who are you? Okay, cute subway guy. You are very successfully distracting me from thinking about this tunnel. You're very engrossed in your book. It looks like, have you even realized that your train has stopped? What are you reading? Octavia Butler. Very nice. So, you're hot, well-read, and you clearly know how to dress yourself. Unlike most men my age in this city. Why could I not have run into you at the... Oh, you totally just caught me staring. Okay, just going to look away. Look anywhere else. Awkward. But at least I'm on this train and you're on that one. Maybe one last look won't hurt. You're fully staring back at me. And... smirking. Yeah, okay. You caught me. And I guess there's no harm in smiling back. Not going to lie, this is starting to feel a little bit like a rom-com. No. Damn. Lost him. And never gonna see him again. Well, it was good while it lasted. Definitely better than my last two relationships. Excuse me.
Hey!
Excuse me.
Finally. I was about to send out a search party for you.
Sorry. Train got delayed underground, blah blah blah. I'm here now, and I need a...
tequila soda, extra lime.
Oh. Oh my God, it's like you're in my brain. I love you so much.
I didn't want you to miss happy hour, so I got two.
Thank you.
So, you heard about Rachel, right? She's finally making the big move to the East Coast. I can't believe she
I'm just truly trying to stay focused on this conversation, but why can't I stop thinking about cute subway guy? That little smile he gave me right before the train started going again. Like, I'm still thinking about this person I saw for all of 10 seconds. And like, why can't I find someone like that for real? Maybe I just need to try harder. Actually talk to people and stop waiting for some perfect guy I've made up in my head to come to me. I mean, there's a solid amount of hot guys here tonight. There's gotta be someone I can vibe with, even for just a one-night thing. Okay, that's going to be my goal. Talk to one. Just one. So, let's see. Who do we have? No.
You know, friendly.
Oh my God,
tell each
no.
other what's going
is
on in
that...
our lives. Friend stuff.
It's you.
So, yeah, that's been a shit show. Anyway, what's up with you? Hey. Hey, you still with me?
What? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I swear I was listening. I just... that guy.
What guy?
Over there, at the jukebox. No. Don't look.
Relax. I'm stealthy. Very nice. He's cute. So, who is he, and why's he got you all wound up?
I don't actually know him. I saw him on the train, and we kind of flirted. Sort of.
Okay, I need another look.
It's the beard. And those boots. Oh, and he was reading when I saw him.
Okay, yeah, that's beyond hot. So, go talk to him.
No. I want to hang out with you.
Please. I know how thirsty you've been. Plus, I see you all the time.
Okay, ouch. But fair. Yeah, that's true.
Go. I'll be here.
Seriously? You're the best.
I know I am.
I slide out of my seat and head in your direction. You're engrossed in cycling through the pages of the jukebox. Your eyes are darting back and forth between each sleeve of CDs, like you're looking for something particular that you can't find. It's usually pretty easy for me to talk to people. I'm the extrovert of our friend group, the one who always gets nominated to. But you, you're making me feel fluttery. I stand just slightly behind you, looking over your shoulder a little, as you pause to read the track listing of a 60s disco compilation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I hogging the jukebox?
No. Do your thing. But just FYI, the bartenders here will skip any songs they don't deem cool enough.
That's so. Well, good thing I got a good taste then.
You definitely have good taste. I don't see a lot of folks reading Octavia Butler on the train.
That was you on the train earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I was jealous. Your line got moving again. We sat there for another 5 minutes after yours departed. So, are you stalking me or am I stalking you?
Hard to say. Let's call it even.
Fair.
So, this is surprisingly easy, talking to you. Way easier than it usually is talking to random guys. There's just something about you that's magnetic. Drawing me in, pulling me forward.
Can I buy you a drink?
Sure. Oh, I actually already have one back at my table.
You're here with someone?
My friend, yeah. She did give me full permission to come over here and stalk you, though.
That's nice of her. Sounds like a good wingman.
She is, yeah. But since she already got me a drink, how about this? Your next one is on me, if you can guess my drink of choice.
Ooh, okay, I'm good at this. Okay, let's see. Let me get a good look at you. Yeah, I've got it. Extra dry vodka martini, 3 olives, twist of lemon.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Wait, really?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Okay, wow.
I'm more of a tequila girl. Tequila soda with extra lime, to be exact.
All right, well, I'll remember that. Is your friend going to be mad if I steal you away?
Depends on where you're going to take me, I guess.
I was thinking outside. Grab a table, a little quieter on the patio.
Lead the way. I'm impressed by your confidence, and a little bit impressed by mine as well. You're clearly not afraid to go for it, which I love. I honestly can't really think of a reason not to see where this goes. I take my phone out of my purse and shoot a quick text to Shelby. We've both got location sharing enabled, so it's not like I'm just letting some stranger whisk me away. She can always come and save me if I need a quick out. You drop down into a wrought iron chair and take a long sip from your drink. It's much cooler out here than inside, and I can feel my nerves fading away. I was a little nervous to talk to you. Now I'm nervous that you're going to slip away from me.
So, you always pick up guys on the subway? It's kind of an odd place. A lot of weirdos.
No. To be fair, I picked you up at a bar.
Ah, that's arguable. You were making eyes at me from your train.
So you did catch me staring.
A little bit, yeah.
I just appreciate a good-looking guy when I see one. Men deserve to get objectified too now and again, no?
Hell yeah, we do. Good for the ego. Also a little humbling.
I shift in my seat a little, and my knee brushes against yours. I look down, but don't pull away. Neither do you. You have such an ease about you. Like speaking with a stranger is the most natural thing in the world. It's charming, the way you tilt your head to the side a little every time you speak, how often you run your hands through your hair. So you're here alone?
Well, not anymore, I'm not. But I was, yeah, before you showed up.
And what are you doing at a bar on your own on a Tuesday night?
Best happy hour in town. Also kind of weird, this is one of my places to read.
My best friend thinks so too. She's always making me meet her here after work.
Where's work?
Wait. Before I answer, what if we skip all that?
Skip all of what?
The what do you do, what are you into, small talk. What if we just skipped ahead to the getting out of here part?
Fine by me. My place?
Sounds good. The energy around us is suddenly different. Urgent. Like we've got somewhere to be. Something we should be doing. I grab my purse and follow you out of the patio. My whole body is buzzing. I can't wait for your hands to be on me. To feel your mouth on mine. Hey, hold up.
What? What's up?
I don't want to wait that long to get to your place.
Oh?
Here.
You want here? Now?
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.